7.
Fish and Chips on Mornings with Nick Crawford.
Good morning, Crawf. Lovely to chat to you again.
You too, Leon.
Happy Friday. You going for a fish this weekend?
Yes, good mate, Andrew, up this weekend. I've got a little bit of book work and stuff to take care of, but other than that, I'm sure we're going to get a fish somewhere.
I've just
chasing
been
the Trevally, I reckon.
Chasing the Trevally. How big are they getting? You told us the story of a few weeks ago, a man fishing on a jetty, sort of just on that turn off there, as you from the main road out to Stiglitz, who may have had a Trevally a metre long on his line. Well,
yes, look, as we said at the time, even if it was only 800, it's still a monster fish. But there's steady fish, 400 plus. It's nothing, you know, nothing too exciting. So, and I did actually have a bit of a crack there last weekend and managed to bag a few trevally and had a couple that I just could not get to the wharf. So, I will go down and get another try, maybe even this evening, go down and burly up from the incoming tide and get on that little jetty and see how I get on.
Oh, well, good luck with it, Crawf. Now, listen, we've got an intermediate level line today. If you can just take one step to the left, please, and then just twitch your left earlobe, that would be helpful. I want to say a special shout out today to Adrian Webb. I think Adrian would be one of the most determined fishers in Tasmania and one of the most successful. He loves fishing with spinners on those rivers across the north of the state, the Leven the other rivers that run out and into the sea through that part of the state, the Mersey, the Meander, and so on. He has just caught his 10,000th wild Tasmanian trout. 10,000 fish. He records on each and every one of them, and the river conditions at the time knows a heap about the waterways of northern Tasmania. So well done to you, Adrian.
That's a huge number to hit, isn't it? Wow, I'm impressed.
Mark in Lonnie says, red and black spinner mayflies are about on the Mersey River and the South Esk Rivers, but you need a good day, which is rare. Thank you for that this morning. That 2 kilo brown caught around Sprayton Way last weekend. Tip Rat's wife has sent that in. If you've got a report, love to hear from you. Crawf, where is the fishing activity most intense?
Well, look, it's all starting to heat up big time right around the state, but the northwest coast, as usual, has shone through. Some good trevally and salmon and tailor are being taken at the mouth of the Rubicon and Leven Rivers, giving them soft plastics, hard bodies, bio-tough wrigglers in particular. You get them on just about anything, I think. Just remember that those tailor will cut you off. Some big salmon amongst them too. So there's reports of really good sized salmon all the way along the north coast at the moment. Down at Montague, again, the big salmon down there. Every chance they're Western Australian salmon. They're getting them on silver slices and Sanaki flashes. 35 gram lures down there seem to be the go, stirring up the surface. So you get those lures up onto the surface and drag them along, make a few bubbles, a bit of a bubble trail that the salmon will come chasing. There's nothing more exciting than seeing three or four bow waves chasing a wobbler along the surface. They will play up big time. A few King George Whiting also down at Montague. And Leon, Seriola lalandi are being taken, I believe, down around Woolnorth.
What is that?
Well, that is that's the Latin name for kingfish, and I just thought it would be easier for you if we didn't call it kingfish.
Let's call them Seriola lalandi from here on. It's like the Scottish play. We shan't name them until one has been landed.
That's it.
Any sightings now? You've got good, strong contacts in the south of the state. Anyone pulling any out of the Derwent or off Blackmans Bay or anywhere sort of round down the south?
They are being seen. They're being seen in the channel and being sighted down around Betsy Island. But I have not as yet, and I am yet to see a photo of said fish. But, so they are there. Lots of calamari, good-sized calamari, still being taken around Blackmans Bay off the rocks there. Probably the rocks nearest to town would be you go, just in the little cove there in front of that restaurant that's down that way. You'd do all right on a nice light lure just on dusk for some calamari. Some brim still firing, Browns River, of course, but Dover and Port Esperance. Some good Australian salmon being taken during the week off Taruna Point, and also down at Adventure Bay, just on silver wobblers. Jumbo tuna being caught at the neck, 120 kilos, so they're big fish. Oof. That's your thing, they're big fish. Well worth a try. A lot of cooter being taken around Bruni. And also down the channel. They're not huge, but they're certainly, size, you'll get a fillet off. And brim doing quite well in the Derwent, and lots of octopus too at the moment. Storm Bay, people are getting them when they're fishing for flathead, so a bit
Really?
A bit out of the box?
No. It's funny because I caught an octopus while I was away on holidays and then let it go because I'm just not comfortable with skinning and cooking an octopus. Anyone got a recipe for octopus that they'd like to share? Crawf?
I haven't. I like it barbecued, I must say, but I think planning them is the real trick. You need to find somebody to show you how to do that, and it involves lots of strenuous thrashing back and forth on a concrete boat ramp somewhere, and but I'm sure they'll tell you how to do it, or go and buy it. Now, at the East Coast at the moment, tailor and salmon in Georges Bay, and lots of them, getting them on soft plastics. Lighter sort of lures seem to be the go, and even with the wobbers, the smaller, thinner wobbers seem to be the trick. And if you can get something with a flash of blue or red on it, that will pull the salmon out of the pile. Calamari, most jetties and inlets seem to have the signs of calamari being taken at the moment with the ink all over the jetties, so that would appear to be on the go. Brim, the Scamander River, doing quite well, as is the Swan River.
Where are they in the Scamander? Because they can really ball up the top there at different times and then move down towards the river mouth.
Well, look, they're pretty solid right through the river at the moment. The big ones seem to be down at the town end, and the smaller ones, the medium-sized ones, up the top end. So that would tend to be it, but you just never know what you're going to pull out of the pile. They're getting them on anything that's sort of olive brown, those sort of colours. Let's have a look here. So trevally, of course, we've spoken about trevally, but they're just some monster fish, and lots of them. In the main, getting them on pumpkin seed and fry and cano-coloured worms. Flathead, lots of flathead being taken at the moment, all the way along the coast, but in particular around the 25-metre marks in Helen's Island and off Bow Morris, and bait fishing. Stripey season, it was a slow start. And Woods Lake for trout is fishing really well at the moment. I know I heard that report there, learn about that trout from, who was it from?
That was from Tip Rat's wife.
Tip Rat, yes.
Tip Rat. So Tip Rat's a regular correspondent. Tip Rat's wife has been in touch. Yeah, and it's got a 2 kilo brown.
Yeah.
Full of gum beetles. So there's a fly that you might want to go with or some sort
of fly. Well, a lot of the rivers are fishing really well. Woods Lake's fishing quite well at the moment on cobras and black and gold soft plastics. Huon River's fishing particularly well on frog pattern, frog-coloured lures, so Tassie Devils and so forth. South Esk, as you mentioned, is really shining at the moment, mainly on black and gold soft plastics or worms. The Arthur River on the west coast is absolutely firing on sea runners at the moment. There's some monsters being caught there. You do need to work them, but they are along the shore in that first kilometre of the river, and also on bigger deep divers, some of the CD9s, CD7s, broken back with parlors, those sort of lures.
How are you going with the redfin in the South Esk? Remember that? There was a day where you and I went fishing a few years ago. You caught the trout, I caught the redfin. Where was, like, and they were in quite thick proportions. How are redfin?
I haven't caught one there in the last three trips, Leon, but I think, it depends what you're doing. If you're targeting the trout in around the runs and so forth, the redfin tend not to annoy you, but they will get into the pools and drive you crazy, as you found out. And I remember that day very well. There's nothing wrong with a redfin if you can get them big enough. Don't release them. They're a noxious fish, so make sure they're not released, put back in the water. But if you can get them big enough, they cook up quite fine. I used to turn my nose up at them, and I went to Poland once, and they cooked some up for us there, and they were really good eating. So now if I can get one that's half decent, I'll bring you home.
Well, Crawf, it's only a few weeks now till the World Fly Fishing Championships come to Tasmania. Let's hope they see our spring side rather than the winter side we're greeting them with this week. Also, weather forecast for the weekend, pretty bleak in places, so just take it easy. Safety, please. We've had another coroner's report come out out this week into the tragedy involving a regular on the program, Tony Bennyworth from a couple of years ago. Now, thoughts with his family and also his mate who died in the same incident, but just another reminder about safety and not just checking your life jacket, but also checking your boat, your bilge pumps and so on to make sure that they're ready to go.
And Leon, even simple things like the footwear and so forth, if you're going places where you're likely to end up in the drink, just make sure you've got good gear on. And I'd say even in the rivers, wear yourself a yoke because it might just save your life.
Crawf, tight lines.
You too, Leon.